Welcome to episode 642 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. The Ten Commandments, also known as the Decalogue, given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai, are foundational moral principles in both Judaism and Christianity. They establish the basic ethical and religious obligations of the Israelites, including the worship of the one true God, and how to live in harmony with others. Jesus stated that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He emphasized that the law would not pass away until everything in it was accomplished. Jesus also stressed the importance of righteousness, stating that unless one's righteousness surpassed that of the Pharisees and teachers of the law, they would not enter the kingdom of heaven. As he himself asserts in Matthew 5, verse 17, Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. We see evidence of Jesus affirming each of the Ten Commandments by words and our actions throughout the Gospels.
Today's Top 10 List.
Jesus fulfilling each of the Ten Commandments.
Number 1.
No other gods before me. Jesus consistently upholds the principle of worshiping and serving only God. He quotes Deuteronomy 6 verse 13, when tempted by the devil to worship him.
This is how the Amplified Bible puts it, "You shall fear only the Lord your God, and you shall serve him with awe-filled reverence and profound respect and swear oaths by his name alone."
You can read this in Matthew 4 verse 10. Jesus calls us to choose to honor and worship God alone, recognizing his supremacy in our lives.
Number 2.
No graven images or idols. Jesus teaches that God is spirit and should be worshiped in spirit and truth, emphasizing that worship should be directed to God alone and not to physical objects or idols. Jesus calls us to embrace the worship of the one true God, finding fulfillment and spiritual nourishment in his presence alone, free from the distractions of idols or false representations.
Number 3.
Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Jesus teaches his followers to treat God's name with reverence when he instructs them to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed, holy, sacred be your name." Jesus calls us to embrace reverence for God's name and hold it in high regard, speaking words that honor and uplift.
Number 4.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Jesus regularly attends the synagogue on the Sabbath, but he also teaches that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, emphasizing mercy and compassion over strict legalism. Jesus calls us to prioritize setting aside dedicated time for worship and rest, nurturing our spiritual well-being.
Number 5.
Honor your father and mother. Jesus reinforces the importance of honoring one's parents, while also teaching that following him may require prioritizing spiritual family over biological family. Jesus calls us to honor and respect our parents and those in authority, recognizing the wisdom and guidance they provide.
Number 6.
Do not murder. Jesus not only affirms the commandment not to murder, but also expands upon it, teaching that anger and contempt toward others are morally equivalent to murder. Jesus calls us to value and cherish human life, treating others with love, compassion, and kindness.
Number 7.
Do not commit adultery. Jesus upholds the sanctity of marriage and condemns adultery. He goes beyond the literal act of adultery, teaching that lustful thoughts are equivalent to committing adultery in one's heart. Jesus calls us to embrace lifestyles of purity, honoring the sacredness of human relationships and guarding our hearts.
Number 8.
Do not steal. While Jesus does not explicitly address stealing in the Gospels, his teachings on honesty and integrity, such as the parable of the dishonest manager, emphasize the importance of being trustworthy and responsible with possessions. In this parable, and elsewhere, Jesus calls us to choose to be honest and just, respecting the property and possessions of others.
Number 9.
Do not bear false witness. Jesus teaches the importance of honesty in speaking the truth, instructing his followers to let their yes be yes and their no be no. Throughout his ministry, Jesus calls us to embrace truthfulness and sincerity in our words and thoughts, fostering trust and authenticity. Jesus teaches that knowing the truth is crucial for spiritual enlightenment and freedom. In John 8, verse 32, he says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." He contrasts truth with falsehood and highlights its liberating power.
Number 10.
Do not covet. Jesus teaches against covetousness and the desire for material possessions, warning against greed, and encouraging his followers to seek spiritual treasures instead. He calls us to cultivate contentment and gratitude, rejoicing in the blessings of our own lives without coveting what others have. Jesus lived a sinless life, obeying the law perfectly. His complete obedience to God's will, including the commandments and the moral principles found in the law, demonstrated the true intention of the law and provided a perfect example for his followers to emulate. Jesus taught that the core of the law is love, summarizing it in the two greatest commandments: to love God with all one's heart, soul, and mind, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. By emphasizing love as the foundation of the law, Jesus showed that the true purpose of the law was to cultivate loving relationships with God and others. Jesus went beyond the literal interpretation of the law and focused on the spirit behind it. He taught that internal attitudes and motivations, such as anger and lust, were just as important as outward actions. This emphasis on the spirit of the law encouraged his followers to cultivate a genuine, heartfelt relationship with God, rather than merely adhering to the letter of the law. Jesus not only affirms the Ten Commandments, but also provides deeper spiritual insight into the principles behind them. His teachings emphasize love, mercy, and righteousness, which ultimately fulfill the spirit of the law. It is Jesus himself who says in John 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." These 10 commandments are 10 guiding principles, 10 guidelines on how to live in harmony with God and with one another. By integrating these principles, one can live life to the full. Father, we thank you for Jesus, in whom we find hope, redemption, and the ultimate example of obedience and love. May our lives be a testimony to your transforming power. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.